You know, it's not good. The NFC East, it kind of sucks. First place
I would
team.
Say no.
First place team, 2-2. That's the Washington Redskins, who just got blown out of the Superdome last night in Monday Night Football with Drew Brees setting the record. To help explain that to us, the NFC East in general, the Philadelphia Eagles, the New York Giants, and Pat Shurmur showing a pulse in North Jersey. Jordan Renata, ESPN.com. Jordan, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Yeah, Pat Shurmur's fired up.
How did you handle that? I mean, I know you haven't really seen him really have a vein pop out of his neck and turn bright red or anything, but that's a little out of the norm for a guy like Pat Shurmur.
Yeah, I mean, you see it. You see glimpses of it. I mean, he goes nuts on the sideline during games. I've been noticing that a bunch. So he's going to get that lefty, a little lefty. He's got that lefty punch. He flings his hat around all over the place. Yeah, you kind of realize that that's the way he is behind closed doors, and this was sort of our first glimpse of it publicly. I mean, you saw Pat Shurmur, and he was in Philadelphia. He's usually a very quiet guy, doesn't say very much, but he's pretty stern. I think that's what we're learning, and he's pretty stern with his players. We'll see if that works. I mean, sometimes that works with players, and sometimes it goes in the other direction. But the early returns in that regard of how he's handling these things seems to be pretty positive.
Jordan, we're going to get to the Giants, and you're covering that team, obviously, on a daily basis, but you covered the right. Eagles here, obviously, and you know Howie Roseman, and right now the Eagles have a glaring need at running back with Jay Ajayi being done for the season. With a torn Achilles, knee injuries continue to plague that running back, but leaves a huge void in the backfield for the Eagles, and the name that everybody wants, the name that everyone wants to go after is Le'Veon Bell. Can you see Howie Roseman making a deal for Le'Veon Bell?
I will say this. If there's somebody who's going to do it, it's Howie, right? He will call anybody and everybody about any guy, right? Like, even guys that you might not even think are available. That's sort of, as well as I know, is how he operates. So I would definitely not completely rule it out. I don't think that's their intention. And the thing with Le'Veon Bell is, there's a lot, the situation is like, how much are you really willing to pay for him, right?
Mm.
Because does it really benefit the Steelers to get rid of him for essentially a mid to late round pick? Does that even benefit them?
Well, they're saying a second round pick. That's the big report. Second round pick. Eagles have two of them.
That's a hefty price. I mean, that's a one. But if you look at it from the Steelers' perspective, right? I believe they get a third round compensatory pick. Is that right?
Yes.
So you're really willing to get rid of him for a trade of one round rather than get something out of him?
Is that
worth their cost?
Is
it worth it that much to get him off your roster?
The thing that you said that is sticking in my brain, if anyone's going to make it, it's Howie. The only thing that you said that I'm still just reveling in that right now, Jordan.
You guys want it, don't you? You guys want it.
No. We hate drama. We just want to watch the game once a week.
Yeah, that's all.
No big deal. But Jordan, I got to ask you this. Speaking of Jordan Renan, of course, of ESPN.com, covering the Giants right now, covered the Eagles for a while as well. But looking at the Giants from afar, it looks like there's some issues there. What would you say is the biggest problem with the Giants right now of all the problems?
Their biggest problem is their offense. I mean, I know they scored 30 this week, but and a lot they played a really good fourth quarter to get there. But their offense is stop and go. They cannot create consistent offense. And to me, it really starts with the quarterback. I mean, you look at their team. Yes, their offensive line is not good. Right, we know that you could watch them for like a minute and realize that, but their quarterback also can't move. I mean, everybody knows that, right? Eli Manning cannot move. So if you pressure him, if you knock their timing off even 1 second, the play is basically dead and their offense becomes stagnant.
It happens
for extended periods of time. I mean, and consistently. And the Giants, they didn't score 20 points in three of their first games for a reason. Three or four of their first games for a reason. Because their quarterback just can't make off. They can't make enough plays if you can pressure them and you get them off schedule.
All right, well, let me ask you this, Jordan. And if you're an offense that's struggling like the Giants and you can't get any points on the board to the fourth quarter, like you just mentioned, they were able to do against the Panthers to the tune of 30. How much is a guy like Odell Beckham Jr., Sterling Shepard, how much of those guys looking at the Eagles secondary and licking their chops?
Well, they're definitely licking their chops, because really the only success the Giants had last year with the passing game was against the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, literally, this is actually pretty humorous. And, you know, it's actually a good thing for the Eagles because they end up winning both games. But Dave Gettleman, the new general manager, when he was hired, he basically doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on Eli. And his number one reason when he was first hired was, like, that he thought Eli could still play was because he played well in that Eagles game late in the season. Like, oh, I see. He looks like he still has something left to me. He played great in that Eagles game. So the fact that he played well in that game may have gotten the Eagles a couple more years' worth of playing against Eli Manning and the Giants, which for most teams seems to be a benefit at this point.
Jordan.
So they're definitely excited because they can look at it and say, look, we've had success against them. If we're 1-1 against these corners, we know we're going to win. But that's why most teams just play zone against the Giants. They say, look, we're going to rush you with four, play zone on the back end, beat us. And they've had trouble doing that because they don't run the ball either.
Jordan, I want to go to the mentality part. There's two schools of thought here in Philadelphia. Either the Eagles are going up and facing a 1-4 Giants team that is, you know, the wounded animal, and look out because, you know, they need this game. It has to happen. There's other schools of thought that say that team is in such disarray because of the stuff we talked about. The Odell Beckham saying what he said, the coach yelling the way he was. What are they more likely facing here?
I don't think they're in disarray because, let's be honest, you know, you go in that locker room. These guys are in another world these days. I mean, it's a different locker room than it was, you know, probably when Trey was there, the locker rooms around the NFL. These guys are all in their own little world. They don't really care what Odell said. I mean, there's nobody in that locker room that is married to Eli like they were in the past, right? There's none of the guys that he won the Super Bowl with that remember that part of Eli. So, they're not sitting there taking anything personally, but at the same time, they're just not a very good team. So I think the likelihood is you're facing a team, especially on, what do they have, like 2.5 days to prepare, basically?
Yeah.
That's just not very good. They have holes all over their team. There's reasons why they're not very good. I mean, they have holes on their offensive line. Their quarterback isn't playing at an especially high level. Their defense has holes all over. You can attack their free safety, their linebackers in coverage. Their special teams aren't very good. So there is a lot of areas where the Eagles can take advantage of. And I think the likelihood is not that, oh, they're a wounded animal, they're going to put it together, they're a much better team than they've shown. Really, they're probably exactly what they've shown so far. And they just have played a pretty tough schedule, which doesn't help. And that's...
Oh, do I still have you, Jordan? Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. All right. It sounded like it might have dropped out for a second. Okay, so you pointed out what the Eagles should be exploiting, and that's good. But when you add all of it up and you look at it, just 2 days removed now, what's your prediction for this game? Who wins?
It's hard to predict right now. They're just not a very good team. I know the Eagles aren't playing well, but in the end, I would still have more confidence, especially in a short week of Carson Wentz over Eli, and I would say, you know, somewhere in the low 20s for both teams. It's probably a ugly game, a 24-20 Eagles, something along those lines.
Okay. All right, we'll take a victory.
Especially
on the road. See you guys here a little bit later in the season. But we'll take that victory. Jordan Renaud from ESPN.com, thanks so much for coming on for us, man. We appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. Anytime.
All right. Thanks very much, Jordan.